Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. Hey, we're going to enter now into what we call our GO time, which stands for Global Outreach, where we talk about what God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, in Northern Virginia, and in the nations. And so you're stuck with me today, but one of the things that I wanted us to take a second and just kind of chat about and let you know about is a really large fulfillment of a vision that God gave to us when we first started this church. And what that was to be a church that starts other churches. See, we got here not because I just woke up one day and had a good idea. We got here because there was a church in Fairfax County, Virginia that had a vision to start more churches all throughout Northern Virginia and our nation's capital. And so in the middle of a pandemic, when it could have been the worst time possible, they sent me along with some other amazing families and people out to come start Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And so it's been ingrained in us from the very beginning that we too want to be a church that starts other churches so that more and more people can hear the good news of Jesus. And so so that's what we're about. Well, one of the ways that we do that, some people go, well, how do you start a new church? You just start kicking people out, and that comes later. But beforehand, what we do is we just believe that you start churches by making disciples of Jesus. That you don't start churches by starting a Sunday morning worship gathering. In fact, did you know that it was almost a year before we ever had a Sunday morning gathering as a church? That we just met in our city, we prayed together, we fellowshiped together, we lived out the book of Acts together, and we shared the gospel with people and tried to make disciples. And eventually it grew, just like God promised it would. He was faithful. And then we started a Sunday morning gathering. So the way churches started, you really got to start investing in people. You got to make disciples of Jesus. And so that's the phase that we're in now. Let's make a bunch of disciples of Jesus, start a bunch of community groups so that we can make even more disciples of Jesus. And then when God's ready, let's train up some leaders that are ready to go out and start churches. So one of the ways that we do that is we have a leadership kind of structure here at Impact Church where we believe every member is a leader. Every member is a leader. Leadership is not, you didn't have to go out and meet a burning bush on your way to the parking lot for God to call you to be a leader, okay? See, we believe every follower of Jesus is a leader of the gospel. And so every member of the church is a leader. So what we do is we have things like to help women lead, to help men lead. We have a man class. Man class to kind of train up and raise up men. We have women's discipleship where we have little pockets of groups that are meeting all throughout the week, every week for discipleship together. From there, we have what's called our LIT team, which is a leadership impact training, where we get some other people who feel maybe led to be more missional and intentional in their leadership for ministry. They meet once a month for leadership training. And then on top of all of that, we have what's called our residency program, which is literally just a leadership development program for anyone who may be interested in serving in ministry or starting a church one day. And so so it's kind of been a dream the last year or so. We've talked about starting this program, and it has officially launched, and we've officially started it, and so we've got some really good news. So the first thing I want to say is this is in collaboration with our sending church, Impact Church Nova in Fairfax County. And so we just found out that we got the green light this week to officially start Impacto Iglesia. So we are going to be, yeah, that's a big deal. That's amazing. So Pastor Jose has been involved in our residency program for the last year, and over the summer is going to be working hard on starting an impact church for Spanish speakers in Fairfax County, Virginia. And so, and he just got approved by our network this past week. So, so we praise God for that. Some good things happening. And we got a couple of guys that we're training up here as well to serve in a ministry capacity. So I'm going to ask them to come up, Victor and Franklin. You guys come join me up here. And we got the father-son duo happening up here. So thank you guys. Now I'm just going to ask them a couple of questions about what this looks like. And so our residency isn't just like, okay, you have to, you know, to do this, you have to leave and go start a church. We don't put timelines on this thing to say, okay, you have to start a church in the next year. This is just a discipleship process. It's just part of the process to say, man, we want to train you and raise you up to go make as many disciples as you can. And God willing, that will lead into starting more churches. So, so hey guys, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit, Victor, I'll start with you. Tell us a little, your dad looks nervous, so he's making me nervous.
He's standing so far away. I think he's...
Yeah, and I don't understand why he's so far away. It's so weird. He must be ready to be sent out. It's good to go. Victor, tell us a little bit about your experience in the residency so far, kind of what it's like and some things God is teaching you through it.
Yeah, no, I like how you started off with saying all the different steps, the next steps that you can take to continue to make disciples. Because you know, I like to think of it of I'm not really special. I have no special attributes. I have no kind of training or anything like that. But I have a desire to make more disciples, and I have a desire to grow the Church of God here on earth. And so this residency program has kind of given me the opportunity to grow in that, has equipped me so far this year in a couple of areas, but to really learn what it is to really be in a leadership position and to accept that role and to know what the church is supposed to look like and really be a shepherd, under-shepherd to that. Because it's one of the, you know, in the Bible is stated all over that shepherd is one of the most important positions, and it's and you know, leaders of the church are to protect the flock, and so it does take a while to know what that looks like, and I'm really happy that Impact is not taking that for granted and not just shoving people out there, but is are investing in the development of their leaders.
Yeah, I love that. And throughout the way, they get an opportunity to just kind of try everything. So, you know, if you're going to go into ministry, I tell people the best way to find out what you're called to do is just try a bunch of stuff. And you'll find out, right? And if you don't know, we'll tell you, you know? And so you may even see today, Victor, he didn't come up here with his Bluetooth headphones in. So he's actually serving every week. We have kind of a security person who is connected with our kids ministry in the back with walkie-talkies and kind of just making sure if they need anything or if anything goes on. And so Victor's our point person today.
That was top secret, man. You were
supposed... I'm really sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I know you feel top secret because you got a thing in your ear, but yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Franklin, tell us a little bit just kind of, you know, what you've gotten out of the residency program so far and some of the value you think that it can offer to people.
Well, I mean, I love that you know, it's kind of the kids are learning about how the Holy Spirit changes your heart, right? And I love that they're learning that because being in ministry is completely different than the leadership role that you have, you know, because I come from the real estate world and from the sports world where leadership means one thing. And in ministry, it means a whole different thing. And I've learned a lot. You know, learn how to deal with stuff differently, you know, like you were saying, shepherd a little bit better through some bumps and bruises. But I love the fact that, because my whole desire is to serve Jesus. And that's really what I want to do. And wherever that leads, that's kind of where I want to go. And, you know, learning that different leadership style has been challenging. and fulfilling at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope you hear these guys' hearts just to say, yeah, I mean, we didn't kind of know what we were getting ourselves into, but we're taking this journey one step at a time. And the first thing that we start off with in our residency is, what are the biblical qualifications to be an elder, to be a pastor? And do our lives look like that? And so it's a super challenging way to start the residency off, but in my opinion, it's the most important thing because it doesn't matter how much talent you have if you're not good on the inside, right? So if you're not close to Jesus on the inside, eventually you'll get found out. And so we want to develop, raise up people, men and women, who are faithful to Jesus on the inside. And you may lack some talent and some giftings, but that's okay, because everybody else God used in the Bible lacked talents and giftings as well. But they had closeness to God in their hearts. And so I just wanted to just kind of introduce them to you. Like, if you don't know them yet, Victor is kind of on a pathway in the next several years to maybe be someone who we send out to start another church. Franklin's on a pathway of eldership, just kind of learning, what does that look like? Am I qualified to serve as an elder of the church? And so that's kind of the pathway these guys are on. And then, God willing, in a couple of weeks, you guys are going to meet someone as well who is kind of moving here this summer to be a part of our residency, moving from North Carolina, just to come and be a part and learn how to start churches so that we can send them out as well. So it's pretty amazing how God is using this to just say, hey, we as the local church, we want to be faithful to raise you up and send you out, and not tell you, oh, we got it, we're good, you just show up on Sundays, but to say, no, we're raising people up. So anyway, let me pray for you guys. Thank you guys so much for sharing, and would you guys just pray along with me as I pray out loud over them. Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.